Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Patriots take down the Broncos 10-7 in the snow for their 12th AFC title. Drake May threw for just 86 yards but ran for 65 and a touchdown in the win. The Patriots head back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 7 years. For the Broncos, Jared Stidham got the start for the ailing Bo Nix. Stidham threw for 133 yards and a score but was picked off by Christian Gonzalez late in the fourth quarter to ice the game. Meanwhile, over in the NFC, the Seahawks take down the Rams 31-27 in a thriller to advance to Super Bowl 60. Sam Darnold threw for a season-high 346 yards and 3 scores to get the Seahawks back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 11 years. Despite the loss, Matthew Stafford threw for 374 yards and 3 touchdowns. Super Bowl 60 will be a rematch of Super Bowl 49 between the Seahawks and the Patriots. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can test your sports IQ in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house, it's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions all game long. You know the game, put it to use. Trade every play with Robinhood. Download the app today. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 3 winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., 1 lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors holding a community forum regarding immigration customs enforcement. 24 charges filed against Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th regarding immigration and customs enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent to an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. The bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply with ICE requests. If you cannot attend the public hearing on January 27th in person, you can watch online. There is also a large crowd expected. Those who cannot find a seat in the boardroom can use the overflow rooms and watch on monitors. Vice chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was removed from the board, and the current chair is facing criminal charges. Vice chair Murray Powell had been acting as chairman of the board since resignation of former chair Jennifer Jones, where she cited disagreements and an inability for the board to conduct meetings in a civilized and professional manner. In the January meeting, the TAG board voted to remove Murray Powell. In addition, new chairman David Leader is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. Neighbors filed for restraining orders against Leader after a disagreement over a road designation and access, where they reported him trespassing, shouting obscenities, and making threats. Leader has allegedly violated these court orders and is due in court March 2nd. Collision in Paso Robles blocks South River and Niblick roads. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital on Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Niblick Roads, blocking the intersection for about half an hour. At about 7:48 p.m., a Kia SUV collided with a sedan that was turning left. The driver of the SUV was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. Five people were inside the sedan, including two young children. No injuries were sustained by the sedan's occupants. An off-duty sheriff's deputy was behind the sedan and stopped to assist to check on the occupants of both vehicles. Police, a fire truck, and an ambulance arrived within about 10 minutes, and tow trucks removed both vehicles from the intersection. The roadway was cleared after about 30 minutes. No further information is available at this time. A section of Riverwalk Trail in Paso Robles will be closed through mid-February. The closure will affect the section of the trail near the 13th Street Bridge, and visitors are advised to follow signs for detours. The closure is due to essential repairs and sealing. The trail is expected to reopen Friday, February 13th. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. The city's fire department fleet includes three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, serving the community for over 20 years at this point. The replacement of this engine was ordered in 2023 due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability. Expenditure funds are expected to be in the 27 to 28 budget for Atascadero, funded from the Vehicle Replacement Fund at about $1.2 million. You can attend the meeting tomorrow in person or watch online or listen right here on KPRL. A man was arrested on Saturday from a domestic violence incident in Grover Beach. Officers were notified of the incident that occurred on the 600 block of North 12th Street and made contact with a female victim in a hospital. Officers attempted to arrest the male suspect at his residence at 12th Street, but the suspect refused to exit the building. Officers also determined a small child was home inside with the suspect. For safety reasons, the county regional SWAT team was activated. The team negotiated with the suspect into a peaceful surrender. The suspect, 34-year-old Lorenzo Zamora Torres, exited the residence with a child and was taken into custody without incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for domestic violence, assault with a deadly weapon, and violation of a restraining order. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks beat the Rams 31-27, the Patriots over the Broncos 10-7. Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Mavericks 116-110. Yesterday, the Clippers over the Nets 126-89. The Pistons beat the Kings 139-116. The Warriors over the Timberwolves 111-85. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Timberwolves. The Lakers will go against the Bulls. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. In California news, anti-ICE protests once again erupted in California after the shooting of 37-year-old Alex Pretty in Minnesota. Demonstrations were held in Los Angeles and one was held in San Luis Obispo County near Highway 1 and Kansas Avenue. Governor Newsom called for no new funding for ICE on X, saying to end the militarization of ICE. A judge ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must continue funding child care subsidized services in five states, including California. The states will need to submit justifications for spending the money and more documentation for the funding to continue. Over 28,000 workers in the Kaiser healthcare system are set to strike in California after having been in talks for months regarding wages, understaffing, and retirement benefits. Picketing is slated to begin in 12 local Kaiser facilities. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. One of the headwinds facing organic and regenerative farmers is the fact that the latest genetics are optimized for conventional systems. There hasn't been a reason to optimize the plant's ability to source its own nutrition because we've always been able to supply that synthetically. Dr. Aaron Silva sees this as a real opportunity.
30% of the energy that the crop produces through photosynthesis actually gets pumped back into the soil system. So the plant is effectively feeding the soil biology. So you can imagine from an evolutionary standpoint how important that robust, strong soil biology is in terms of the crop. It's in its acquisition to nutrients, essentially its immune system, and be more resistant to diseases and insects. And if the crop has lost that ability through breeding within systems where they don't necessarily need to that same degree, those sorts of associations due to the application of synthetic nutrients, synthetic fertilizers, or disease management with fungicides, they don't need to have that cost-expended soil biology.
Silva and others would like to see genetics developed with these natural biological processes in mind.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. After 2 years of lower levels of impatiens necrotic spot virus in the Salinas Valley, researchers have recorded a higher number of cases during the 2025 season. I think we've been dodging the bullet the past few years, but it looks like whatever guardrails that existed are breaking down, said Richard Smith, a retired University of California Cooperative Extension vegetable crops advisor who has studied INSV extensively. In 2022, the virus led to substantial yield losses in the Salinas Valley, causing a nationwide shortage of lettuce and record-high prices. Mark Mason, manager of Huntington Farms in Soledad, said his 2025 harvest of more than 4,000 acres of head, romaine, and leaf lettuce was decent, despite INSV showing up late in the season. "We caught the symptoms at the end of the harvest," Mason said. "We had some fields that were clean and some that were 40% losses." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kate Johns in Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with low 30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kate Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at Kate Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks recovered ground and moved higher after a mixed start to the session. Crude oil and natural gas prices rose on some weather-related production issues because of the winter storm and increasing demand for energy because of bitterly cold temperatures. Gold has been rising to records over 5,100 today. Silver's also been trading at records. Canada's Allied Gold is being sold to Hong Kong-based Shijin Mining, that deal worth more than $4 billion. Quantum computing company IonQ is getting bigger. It's buying chipmaker SkyWafer for $1.8 billion. And there was a delayed durable goods order report released this morning. Demand for expensive manufactured things rose 5.3% in November. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. Rats
to my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, I go in my boat, and bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat, snakes in my case.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation that's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
For all your computer needs, it's Knology Computers, 1740 Spring Street. That's Suite C. They've got everything. If you need some upgrades, you need a little repair, you have some questions, having some issues, you need to upgrade, they will answer. You can go to KnowledgeComputers.com or call them the old-fashioned way, 805-226-5200 for Knology Computers in Paso Robles.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story is a melodrama about a scorned lover and a woman who threw herself in the path of a bullet. Stick around, it's a good one. Molly Brennan was the star of a local dance hall in Sweetwater, Texas. She was a dark-haired, attractive woman who was known to sell her wares. Sweetwater was close to Fort Elliott, and Soldier spent time at the dance hall when on leave. Molly had struck up a relationship with a Sergeant Melvin King, and he spent as much time as possible with her. In late 1875, a young, handsome, 23-year-old Bartholomew Masterson came to town. He swept Molly off her feet. In addition, the owner of the dance hall liked Bartholomew and gave him a key to his place. This made it possible for Bartholomew and Molly to get together after hours. It was after hours the night of January 24th, 1876. Bartholomew and Molly were sitting at the bar drinking and laughing when there was a knock at the door. Bartholomew went to the door. As he opened the door, a drunken Sergeant King burst in with gun in hand. Raising his gun, Sergeant King aimed at Bartholomew and pulled the trigger. At the same time, Molly Brennan jumped forward in front of Bartholomew, crying out, "Don't shoot!" King shot. The bullet tore through Molly and entered Bartholomew's hip. Before Sergeant King could get off another shot, Bartholomew drew his gun and with one blast killed King. Both Mary Brennan and Sergeant King were dead. Bartholomew recovered from his wound, but had a limp that required him to use a cane. For the rest of his life, Bartholomew used his cane to hit or bat his opponents over the head. Incidentally, this is the reason some people say Bartholomew Masterson became known as Bat Masterson. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
For 28 years, Berlauger Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlauger if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlauger Excavation Facebook page. Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegroveson41.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting on Tuesday. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005. Due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital on Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Nipik Roads, blocking the intersection for about half an hour. At about 7:48 p.m., a Kia SUV collided with a sedan that was turning left. The driver of the SUV was transported to a local hospital. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump reveals his next move in Minneapolis on Truth Social.
He said, I'm sending Tom Homan to Minnesota tonight. He has not been involved in that area, but knows and likes many of the people there. Tom is tough, but fair, and will report directly to me.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem posting on X, this is good news for peace, safety, and accountability in Minnesota. Air travel fouled up from the massive winter storm. This woman flying to St. Louis knows she has to grab a shovel.
There's over 9 inches on the ground. So my car will probably be buried because I parked in long-term, non-covered parking.
Emergency management officials working as fast as they can in the South to turn the power back on for hundreds of thousands who are sitting in freezing conditions. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, let's see here. We've had some of this cloud hanging around, and we'll have some high clouds, but generally sunny for your Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 30s, intervals of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday. That has been updated. Again, highs in the mid-60s. And what the heck, mid-60s on Wednesday and Thursday, 70 Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, and a week from today, sunny, upper 60s. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:08 a.m., 5:24 p.m., we have risen to 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass Sliding or Swinging Doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, sound off. I've got a couple of folks. We'll have John Whitford first. And talking about Starlink and I guess the convenience for home and business and also your gates and cameras, security cameras and so forth and so on. Lots going on in the communications world. And also J.R. Rickard from CERT, talking about being prepared. We're seeing it across the United States, so he'll be in as well. And Susanna, she is sick. Again, you know, she's expecting, but also she has a bad cold and flu, and her voice is gone. So I have, it is supreme revenge. It has to do with the Supreme Court. So that's this afternoon, 1 till 2. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that as well, 238-KPRLs. We're ready, set, and go.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, you know how it's supposed to work. Just about anything under the FCC rules and regulations that are on your mind, we're ready to go with freedom of speech. And sometimes you see a headline, you go, oh boy, what's this about? And I came across one this weekend. It says how California lawmakers are trying to speed up spending on voter-approved projects. Now, these are different projects, and some of it has to do with climate, but so they need the incentive after voters approve things that they ask the voters to approve to spend the money. There are many projects, and we know one particular area of H2O that billions of dollars have been advocated for different water projects, and we're going back many, many years. And some of those projects, well, most of those projects, nothing's been done. And this is a slew of multi-billion dollar bonds over the past two decades. Now, some are due to regulatory obstacles and all lawsuits, too, particularly with the Sierra Club. So what has that done from the projects that were originally put onto the ballots for bonds for you folks to pay for? Let's just take an example and say, I won't even use the high-speed rail. Okay, folks, we want you to pass a, I don't know, $20 billion bond so we could make water forever and pass the rubbles again. I'm just using a ridiculous example. Okay, now, because of time, again, we're talking two decades in some cases. That $20 billion, those projects, now they need $60 or $80 billion because of all the delays. And they've done nothing, so now they want to do something. And it takes, and again, this is just an expression, an act of Congress. So these Einsteins up in Sacramento, particularly one, has introduced a bill to cut certain regulations and quickly disperse the billions of dollars voters approved for water improvements in one. Others include wildfire and drought preparedness plans. Well, let me see. Water, wildfire, and the preparedness plans for the for drought. Those are pretty important here in the state of California, if not everywhere, anywhere else. So we need a bill to make sure the necessities are taken care of. They're all going to pat themselves on the back and say what a great job they're doing. This is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. We should be outraged by a lot of things, but particularly things like this. Okay, that's one. Now we'll just jump to another subject, which we brought up before. Chris, it was what, how many, maybe a month ago, talking about the mushrooms, people eating them?
Probably, yeah. I remember that being recent.
Okay, well, the state apparently has to do more on this, and nothing wrong with it. But, the California health officials have to warn not to forage or eat wild mushrooms. Apparently, there's been an uptick in hospitalizations. Also, three liver transplants due to this from people doing it. And for whatever reason, they didn't get the word out. The word came out for, you know, as far as news cycles go, for a couple of days throughout the state of California. And so people are not at least paying attention to the warning, but please, or maybe you could become a news story. Don't want that to happen, but apparently people just don't have enough brains to realize that. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, there's some Newsom wanting to tinker some more with California, and that has to do with the education system. Not surprising. And let's see here. I think the story went away. Yes, amazingly, it just, poof, it went. Newsom wants to take away some control, some would say, from the Department of Education, which in California, maybe that's a good thing, but who would ultimately in charge? That would be a major concern for many people regarding that. So I don't know why that thing was taken off. Okay. That's it. Your Governor Newsom's K-12 school proposal would shift more power to the governor. Now, he's proposing paring down the responsibility of California's elected state superintendent of education and shifting more power to the state board of education. Now, he says that California can no longer postpone reforms that have been recommended regularly for a century. And this has to do with numerous reports over the years that have suggested streamlining the state system for K-12 governance. And, of course, they have to use the word, and will always use the word, accountability. These reforms will bring greater accountability. Apparently, there's not accountability now, so how is that going to change? By bringing it to the governor's office or the state board, of course. This does make some sense here. He says the move is intended to simplify California's convoluted education governance, which many have said can be inefficient, redundant, and sometimes just downright failure. Well, then what are these people doing, have been doing now? So does anybody really think the state board and bringing it closer to the government, to the governor's office, is going to make things better? Why don't they fix what they have? And this potentially could take the authority away from local. Now, because of the way it's been set up here in California, the K-12s have been mostly governed by authorities both locally and at the state level. And some are weary that by doing this, for many reasons, but particularly you would take more local control away from education, which In many cases, it doesn't seem like locally they have. Now, locally, school boards and county offices of education also hold power over schools, especially since the state switched to a funding system about a decade ago that gives more flexibility to school districts. However, we know from a couple of instances here in this county that the state threatens the local districts. Now, of course, county offices, among other duties, are charged with overseeing school district budgets, which we've seen how that works. So, you might want to keep an eye on this. Putting more power to the governor's office over this big issue known as education. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. On the text, Super Bowl. I don't know what that is in reference to. I know the game is coming up, but I don't know what that means. Not sure. Okay. All righty, let's see here. So as we go back in history and see what may have or may not have happened, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So on Friday on my way home, I was listening to KMJ in the evening, afternoon, and there's this huge, I don't know if you've heard about Fresno School Board, but Newsom passed a law in October, I think it's AB 1390, which allows school board members to significantly increase their compensation. So the trustees on the Fresno School District went from making $2,100 a month to $4,500 a month. They gave themselves a 113% pay raise. Not only that, one of the school board members' name is Keisha Thomas, who on a podcast accused a coach within the district of calling her sons the N-word. And now the school board is, or the school is, you know, facing $1 million in lawsuits, which they're going to lose because she's now denying she said it, but apparently everybody heard her say it on the podcast. Anyway, also, Fresno School District, 80% of their students do not read at grade level. 90% of them do not function at, you know, on the math, whatever level. Anyway, I know Paso is not very good either, but I doubt very much that their trustees are making that kind of money. I tried to Google, like, what Atascadero School Board makes, and unless I'm seeing something incorrectly, I think they make $166 a month, but I could be wrong. But anyway, it's just more craziness from the left. And well, Democrats are just going to keep voting for it.
Well, that was my next question. Is there any outrage in the Fresno community over this?
Sounds like somewhat, but, you know, this guy was encouraging. These are all incumbents, too.
Well,
all the school board members, and he's telling everybody, you've got to stop this. But, you know, I don't know. It just seems like to me that, you know, I don't know. I'm a Republican, and I wouldn't vote for a Republican who did not see things the way that I did. But it seems like Democrats do, just because they're a Democrat. My mom was a Democrat, but she did not always vote Democrat. And it just seems like that kind of sensible thinking has just gone away. It's just gone.
But I also think in certain circumstances you just have a public that are not aware of what is taking place, and I'm willing to bet if you look at demographics, and I don't care if it's school districts or not, you're going to see a correlation of maybe things being pushed through or things being done, and the example you're giving with the public not knowing because they're not involved. And particularly what I think is in schools, when you see that, I think there's a correlation with what you mentioned the statistics are on the reading, that you just have parents that don't give a damn.
I don't know, Kevin. It just, you know, it's just like I
said,
how
could
more
you,
craziness.
Let me,
people are just scratching their heads going, how is this? happening?
How is this happening? How can you have your kid go to school and as a parent know they can't read?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, my grandson, had trouble reading. He was a COVID kindergartner, and we worked on it, and he's improved.
Right.
I don't know what other people, I don't know what their thinking is, but I'll tell you, I don't think around here, people would stand for, Atascadero Unified School District or Paso for them giving themselves a 113% raise.
Well,
it's less than a part-time job, the guy that gave the figures on how many hours. He said it does take time. You have to read up on stuff, but it's less than a part-time job, and they're making $54,000 a year.
Well, we've seen the Board of Supervisors. They've given themselves a raise, and we don't have the money, but they did it anyway, and they gave their staff raises, too. And I'm mentioning that because you brought up the point, you don't think that this may happen in Atascadero or something because the people would be outraged. I haven't seen it in this county.
This Bruce Gibson person, how in the world is that still going on? It's because I think there's more crazy people out there voting Democrat than there are Republicans. And I don't know if it's because they outnumber us in numbers or they outnumber us in showing up to vote. I don't know. I vote. Everybody should vote.
Well, I disagree with you on everybody should vote. If you're not informed, I don't want you voting.
Well, okay. Inform yourself and then vote. There, I fixed it.
Okay, that's better. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. All righty. A gentleman most of you have probably heard of by the name of Winston, last name Churchill. It was on this day in 1932. The English statesman and future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill, is prescribed alcohol by his doctor for use in the United States during Prohibition. He was on a lecture tour in the United States the previous December when he was hit by a car. He had stepped in front of a moving vehicle after forgetting that traffic drives on the right in the U.S., after recovering from the accident, he continued his lecture tour with his doctor giving him a prescription of alcohol to alleviate the pain. This is to certify that the post-accident convalescence of Honorable Winston Churchill necessitates the use of alcohol spirits, especially at mealtimes. The quantity is naturally identified, but the minimum requirement will be 250 cubic centimeter, whatever that. This will be allowed him to circumvent the U.S. prohibition restrictions on alcohol consumption. How convenient. When I first thought, maybe he was hit by a car because he was drunk. He had the reputation of imbibing, shall we say. And I forget. What was the famous line he said to somebody? And it was used, I think, by W.C. Fields in a movie, something about you're drunk, and the response is, yes, but I'll be sober tomorrow, and you'll still be ugly or something like that. I forget.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Man was arrested in Grover Beach on Saturday for a domestic violence incident. 34-year-old Lorenzo Zamora Torres was arrested on the 600 block of 12th Street after officers made contact with a female victim in the hospital. The chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. He is due in court March 2nd. The TAG board also voted to remove acting chair Murray Powell in the January meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have John Whitford and JR Rickard, and JR will be talking about CERT and being prepared for Mother Nature and other things, and then John will be talking about communications, home security, and a whole bunch of things. Keep you up to date on what's best for you. And Susanna, she's got a bad cold, bad flu, can't talk, so it's supreme revenge in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops. Small businesses, keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour, the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.